You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and my guest today is Rebecca Wilhelmina, and she has such an interesting story to tell us. It's something that we will all connect to, no matter what our situation might be, because it isn't so much the situation, it's what's underlying it, and that impacts all of us on some level. Her book is called Healthy Curves Count, How I Changed My Mindset, Lost 400 Pounds, and Found a Way Out. We're going to talk about what it's like to be buried alive by 400 pounds of self-doubt and fat, and how our author broke free of the beauty prison for good. And she has a practice and a website where you can go to healthycurvescount.com, where she'll go more deeply into this story, but also on why and how she counsels and empowers women how to take a stand against negative stereotypes. So I want to say hello and welcome you to Heart of Mind, Rebecca.
Well, good morning, Catherine, and thank you for having me. It's 7 o'clock in the morning in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where I reside. So I want to tell you, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really interested in this, and I can personally relate to it. So I'm eager to hear more about your story. When and where did this start for you, and what was it like?
Well, I was an obese child per the doctor's status. I never knew I was obese. I was a bubbly, outgoing, loving child, but I was also a lot different than the other children. I was overweight since the day I could remember, 3 years old, 5 years old, elementary school. I was bullied quite a bit. I didn't really know how to concept this because of the fact I was such a happy child. But inside, I was hurting. And I never knew how to tell my parents. So I would submerge myself in what so many of us can relate to at any age, and mine was food. Food was my comfort zone. So when I would be bullied as a child, and even into my teenage years, I would just go home and eat. Now I'm an adult, and I'm very obese. I ended up to be 589 pounds. Now, this is many, many, many years, and we don't have that much time to talk about this. But what I endured through my obesity life, and keep in mind, I was also married 23 years, and I have two beautiful children, 26 and 21 now. Those two children really kept me alive. Even though I did amazing things for my community and where I live, I was very, very sad inside. I was very, very depressed. And I think my turning point, Catherine, was when I went to the doctor and I said, I can't live like this anymore.
Well, that is a turning point, I would say. But I would like to go a bit into how you reached that turning point. Because sometimes people don't really get how much they're suffering. You know, people can be suffering and not even realize it. They think that, well, this is just my normal. And so what was happening? How did you able to reconcile living at a weight that you were living at, and what was your life like at that point? Were you housebound?
Well, you know, fortunately, I wasn't. I was not housebound. But getting back to when I went to the doctor and I told him, I cannot live like this anymore, my doctor looked at me and said, you're 589 pounds, so let's start. Let's put you on a diet. Now, keep in mind, this was almost 10 years ago. And he sent me home with a beautiful colored pyramid of food, a diet manual, and an exercise manual. And I thought to myself, is this it? Is this the diet that I need to change so much in? And so I told him, I said, you know, I'm 589 pounds. And he said, yes, and you should be between 135 and 145. And I walked out of there, Catherine, thinking, how am I going to do this? How am I going to ever succeed from 589 to 135 to 145? It seemed like a fairy tale. And I did what maybe the majority of us did, and I did self-sabotaging. I went through a drive-thru right away and bought 6 tacos and went home and washed it down with 2 liters of Pepsi and a box of Ding Dongs, continuing to self-sabotage myself. Now, I went back to the doctor, and I did a second appointment, and I said, something has to give. I then did the gastric bypass rune and why. And that, my dear, is just a tool. What I needed to start to do, Catherine, is not only lose weight, but to learn to love myself in the now. What I found through my journey, it doesn't matter if you're size 0 or size 4X. 99.9% of women, we all feel in some form, rather it be our image, our successes, our health, our relationships, we feel we're not enough. And I needed personally, from my own personal journey, peel off. So as I was losing weight, I was peeling off layers of self-doubt, And I needed to look at myself every morning. So this is the exciting thing, Catherine, is I started this morning affirmation. And before I even had a name for it, of Healthy Curves Count affirmation, I would do it. And I would look, first I would be in bed, and I'd think of 3 great things that make me so happy and so content. And after I thought of those and thought of them in my head, then think of 1 great thing that I'm going to do today that's different. Now, being almost 600 pounds, you can realize nothing was easy. But as I'm talking to you listeners, and maybe you're in bed, or maybe you're on the couch and you feel like there's no way out, I want you to look in the mirror, take any mirror, a little hand mirror. I want you to just tell yourself, I'm great. I'm worthy. I'm beautiful. I count. I have great charisma, and to some of you, that may sound corny, but don't stop. Keep doing it every single morning. If I'm talking to that beautiful person in bed right now that's bedbound and listening to this radio station, I want you to know that you count. It's so important to start somewhere. and not start at future self-love. Oh, if I've lost 100 pounds, then I'd feel great. Or losing 40 pounds, then I'd feel great. If I lost 400 pounds, then I'd feel better. No, you're going to feel better right now. This is your time. This is your journey. You own it, Catherine. You claim it. This is for you. This is your life. And nothing's easy in life. But what I needed to do for my own personal journey is I needed to realize that I needed to love myself and appreciate myself in the now. And it doesn't matter where you are. That person may be a walking zombie walking through New York thinking, oh my gosh, I have to do something with my weight. Don't think about that. Just start in the now. Look, not everybody can be skinny, slim, slender, or thin. But what we can be is healthy. And why I became successful at 589 to 190 now is because I didn't let society dictate my size and my beauty. I will never let society dictate my beauty and who I am. It is a fairy tale vision when a doctor tells you you're 589 and you need to be 135. This is on your terms. And yes, if you have health issues, we understand. But everything takes time. And it's fun. It's fun. You make it fun. You can go to my website, and we'll talk about that a little bit more, Catherine. But everybody can, you know, put their name in and email me, and I have something special to send them if they're listening to this amazing radio show. But Catherine,
yes, healthycurves.com. Yeah, healthycurves.com. Well, no, it's fine because you were sharing and encouraging people in terms of what they wanted to, what they need to do to overcome the challenges that are more personal and internally based. And I think that that's an important message to give. What I was wanting to connect with a bit earlier was for you to explain to people, and I don't know at what point in your journey this happened, where it started to click. And, you know, you were going through these affirmations, but there had to be a point at which they worked and you believed it and it made sense to you.
Yes, yes. Well, waking up one day and feeling like I couldn't breathe, that's what launched me to go to the doctors. But let me just say something. Our mind is very powerful, as we all know. Our mind's very powerful. And living in a society where you're body shamed and you're frowned upon is quite difficult as a woman of my size that I was. So this is what's very important to do, listeners, is you need to be able to wake up. And this is difficult, but if we do it enough, it works. Wake up in that positive mindset. And that's why it's so important if you have a handheld mirror or a mirror from a makeup case or you're in your bathroom, it's very important to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am beautiful inside and out. I am worthy. This is my journey. I'm going to conquer it. I own it and I claim it. And I am my own competition. Because what happens, Catherine, is I think my breaking point was when I realized that I was not going to let anybody define or society define really who I was. It's very difficult living in a body and people are constantly staring at you. You know, it's kind of like this, me dropping a pen or a pencil and really not able to really pick it up at 589 pounds and people just passing me by. Now I drop a pencil or a pen and I have five people trying to help me pick it up. And it's not their fault, you know. Society is based on, a lot of it is based on skinny, slim, slender, or thin. But there is a shift now, as we know. There is a shift of more body positivity. And I adore that. I adore that. I wish they had it when I was growing up. My life would have probably been a little bit different. But that's okay. I love being part of the transformational, motivational movement. It's a beautiful thing. But I am here now to talk to those bedbound individuals, those listeners, those ones that are worthy or on the couch feeling there's no way out or even walking on the streets trying to catch their breath. I mean, this is their life. And, you know, it's hard enough for doctors to say, you need to be this much weight. But if you truly take hold of it mentally, because 85% of it's mentally, mental. Yes, I did eat right. And yes, I did exercise. But as I was shedding my weight, I was shedding my self-doubt. And let me tell you something. Losing weight is a lonely world. It is a lonely journey, Catherine. I mean, I have friends that always told me, oh, I'll go exercise with you. Oh, sure, we'll take walks. But at the end of the day, this is for you. And not even a spouse or a family member can really help you. It's all about you and your journey and where you want to be. Now, I'm comfortable at 190. Maybe I'll lose a few more pounds. But I learned to be happy at that weight that I was, 589 pounds, because I needed to be. And I needed to learn to love myself at that weight, because I would have never succeeded. And I don't pay any attention to what society tells us. This is my journey. I own Rebecca Wilhelmina, and I love water. I drink water. I love it. Now, I drink water not to lose weight. I drink water because I know it's good for my organs, Catherine. I know it's great for my skin. I'm 50 years old, and when I meet individuals, they're like, really, you're 50? And where did all your skin go? You lost 400 pounds. I said, I exercised. I never got any surgery to take off any type of skin. I said, I drink water because I know it's great for my skin. And it's all mental. You know, before when I used to drink water, I used to think, oh, my gosh, it's for, you know, a diet. Well, I've changed all of that whole mindset. I drink water because it's great for your body, it's great for your organs, and it helps your skin.
Well, that's good to know. I think that if people can avoid surgeries that unnecessary, I think that's wonderful. But also, it's very good advice in terms of helping our body maintain itself and maintain our health. because dehydration actually leads to a lot of other complications that we might not want to get into as a result of that. So that's a beautiful thing. So let me ask you, in your work right now, in talking to people, do you basically give the example of what your experience has been and then tailor it to other people? How do you work with people?
Correct. So we're just now in the process of starting our workshops and our retreats in beautiful Utah, outside of Zion National Park. And as we grow, we'll be going to cities and finding certain locations to continue with our retreats and workshops as well. And what I do is, yes, I give them only examples of what I've been through. It's a lot easier, and I know because I've been there, it's a lot easier to listen to someone that's been 589 pounds, almost 600 pounds, and walk them through your journey. But what I do is I created workbooks, and the workbook is actually their workbook that they create. And it helps on, of course, loving themselves in the now, self-doubt, self-sabotaging. So they'll walk away with a workbook that actually they've created that they can take home with them and, you know, continue on their journey. Now, what I like to teach is the 85% of it mental, because you can be on any diet. You can go to your doctor. You can do the gastro bypass, Run and Y. Whatever you choose to do, those are just tools. If you do not touch on the 85% mental of why you're there and what got you there, you will just yo-yo diet. But as you're losing those extra pounds, you're actually removing layers of what got you there. And it's a beautiful thing when you can break free of all that and just be happy in the now. It is priceless. You cannot put a dollar sign on that.
Yeah, I can see that. Can you speak a bit about how those layers come off? I mean, you know, the psychological, emotional layers, what that experience is like. Now, I've gone through these kinds of experiences myself. I'm a person who was always kind of a yo-yo weight. You know, I got heavy, I would work really hard, get thin, then I'd get heavy. And then at some point, I just gave up diets and, like you, decided to be happy with myself where I am, which left me in a much healthier state. But I found sometimes that when these layers of emotion are peeling off, it's something to deal with on an emotional level and psychological level. So can you speak to negotiating that challenge?
Well, I'm going to speak from my personal experience, because to me that's key. So if you read my book, and my book is actually called Healthy Curves Count, How I Changed My Mindset, Lost 400 Pounds, and Found a Way Out. It talks about from my childhood all the way up to my adulthood. And my layers that I needed to peel off were many, many years. I needed to peel off being bullied as a child. Also, I stuttered profusely. I stuttered so bad that I would have saliva come down the side of my mouth after my first sentence. How I'm talking right now is many, many years of speech therapy that got me to this point that I am now. And sometimes I will actually say a word that's not quite pronounced right. but I've come so far. So as I was peeling off my layers as an adult, I really needed to realize it was very emotional. I cried a lot. I was married for 23 years. And what I realized is I lost, and this is no secret, this is all in my book, I lost 200 pounds with my ex-husband. My ex-husband that I thought would be my soulmate and someone to protect me, he actually physically and mentally abused me. So not only am I peeling off weight, but I'm peeling off the pain and the hurt that I needed to endure. Can you imagine going to the gym? Going to the gym in the beginning, going through all of this emotions, letting my mind tell me, okay, Rebecca, I'm there for me. This is my journey. This is my life. And then coming home to an abused husband, asking me where I was, and then choking me up against the wall and hitting me and asking me if I have a boyfriend at the gym.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, we all know that wasn't true. So I needed to leave that marriage. I actually left in 12 hours that marriage, and I was married 23 years. I left everything in 12 hours, and I moved away. My son was already 20. My daughter was 15 and a half. So I needed to not only continue while I moved to a different state, and then I needed to go back and tell my family everything because I hid all this life from them. They had no idea that I was ever going through this. And I needed to let them know my situation. And they said, all right, if you ever need anything. But no family could help me with this. I completely moved away from everybody. And I continued to love myself more. And I continued to peel off all those emotions that I had. I'm not telling anybody to get a divorce and leave their spouse because that's the way that this process is going to work. No, but this is what I needed to do. And it was a lot of pain that I needed to endure. But I always tended to stay positive because I knew there was something so much more for me. I always looked at the brighter light. And, you know, there were times that I was in bed and I didn't want to get out of bed. And I would start those morning affirmations and look at myself in the mirror and say, you are worthy. You are beautiful. You have amazing aura. I love your charisma, Rebecca. You're my best friend, Rebecca. I became my best friend.
Wow. I think that that's important for people to realize that what you're sharing is that this is going to be a monumental transformation that
yes.
will take place. And keeping our awareness of what's possible is important. But I think it also makes a difference when you share with people the real challenges, because otherwise it seems almost like that first prescription the doctor gave you, do this. If they don't recognize that you actually took these very difficult steps and stayed with it, and that's really part of what's making the difference. It's the changing your thoughts, but there's also a level of commitment to go through what you need to do to make other kinds of substantial changes. So for you, it might have been your abusive husband, whom I would say probably contributed to the problem in the first place. But that's just my idea of it. But everybody has friends and cohorts and families that are going to be more inclined to support them and engage with them in the destructive behaviors. And those people are not going to be there once they truly recognize that you are serious about changing your life.
Get a little emotional, because if I didn't get emotional, I wouldn't be human. I mean, this was my life, this was my journey, and I pat myself on the back. I tell myself every day, Rebecca, wow, you are amazing. And then I tell myself, how can I pay it forward? And this is when I found my purpose. And when you find your purpose in life, wow, it's amazing. It's like the universe brings so many amazing people to you. And then you start to develop, like, I always like to call it authentic power, you know, where no one can sabotage you. I mean, it's your journey. You're the expert of it. You can't heal everybody. But what you can do is open yourself up, because there's always somebody you can help. And I'm so grateful that I went through everything that I did, that now I can turn around and assist others starting their journey and having fun. And I mean, even if you're bedbound, we're going to get you to where you can be on a chair next. And then the next spot is where you can walk. Because now you're going to own your journey. You're going to own your life. And you're not going to let anything overpower that. And it's not even going to be food. You're going to be in control of everything. And it's beautiful when you start laying out your journey and it becomes a reality. And you're like, yes, I am in control of my journey. I own it. I claim it. And this is my life, and I'm a beautiful person inside and out. And to a lot of people, you know, they're going to tell me, oh, Rebecca, I'm not going to look in a mirror and say I'm beautiful. Why not? You are. And listen, there's not two bodies the same. So stop comparing yourself to the other one.
It's so true, so true. And also, I would like for you to go a bit more into this idea of giving up the perceived ideal. Because you mentioned that you are allowing yourself to be at peace with where you are right now, at the weight you are. I believe you said it was 190.
Correct, 190.
And so talk about coming to peace.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just say talk about coming to peace with where you are.
Well, I needed to come to peace at 589 pounds. And so, you know, for me, being 190, you know, I'm happy. I'm very, very happy. And I may get down to maybe 170, 165. But what I realized through my whole journey is not everybody's meant to be 130, 135, 140. And our bodies, a lot of us, our bodies aren't even made for that. You know, so not all of us can be thin, but we can be healthy. There's a difference. There's a difference. When I was 589 pounds, I was already thinking healthy. I was already learning to love myself in the now and thinking healthy. And I totally blocked out the 155. I thought to myself, you know how everybody always says, oh, one day at a time, one day at a time, one day at a time. Well, when I started to create my own journey, right, mm-hmm. and I started to really tell myself, okay, I feel great. I feel happy. At maybe I was 440, and I'm going to do something a little different today. you know, and I would go for a walk. I would, you know, walk on the beach. It was always something that I created that I was going to do. And I always, for me, I needed to feel like I was empowered. I was empowered. Yes, wherever you go for that tool, rather it be a doctor or a therapist to help you go through this, whatever tool you use, you still need to be in control of your journey. They're not walking for you. They're not exercising for you. They're not holding the fork for you so you could eat right. So you need to be in complete control. And once you grasp that in your mind, you realize, I am in control. I am in control. And if I eat 5 chicken legs that are fried, I may not feel great. And I want to be in control.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think you're right. And that's important for people to feel that. And I could see that you were in control from that first point when you decided that I can't live like this anymore. That, to
correct.
Me, is the first step of being in control, is making
correct.
That first choice.
There was a time in my life when I thought maybe I wasn't worthy to live. And I would look at my 2 beautiful children and say, I have everything to live for. You know, you always get sentimental if you talk about your children. I do. And even though I needed to do it for myself, I knew that my children needed me. And I could not allow myself to get any more heavier and maybe die of a heart attack. So I needed to take control.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And let me ask you to also look into and maybe share with people that now that you've been able to create and do this turnaround for yourself, and now you are embarking upon your mission in life, which is to really provide the example, the guidance, and whatever hand-holding may be needed as a person goes through this process, because like you said, friends and family fall away, so sometimes people just need someone consistent that they can rely upon. Where are you finding now the joy in your life in different ways? How is that manifesting for you?
My joy is, everybody may think, wow, this is corny. I always have business cards. And on my business card, I have 2 pictures of what I used to look like on my business card. And I will walk up to someone, even in the grocery store, I will walk up to someone on the street and say, do you know you're absolutely beautiful? No, you really are. You're beautiful. And I'll hand them a business card. And I'll just, you know, I'll say, you know, do you have a couple seconds to talk? And a lot of times they're kind of shocked, and they will. And I'll let them know, you know, this is my business card, and look at my website. And I was 589 pounds. And now I am a healthy, curvy woman. I own it. I claim it. And if you ever need to talk, let me know. And I, you know, when I first envisioned healthy curves count, and then I started to create it and then manifest it, and now it's here, and I thought, I need to touch as many individuals, and men too, as I can. It brings so much joy to me. So much joy to me. And it's not about the skinny, slim, slender, and thin. It's about the process that they go through, owning every aspect, owning their body, owning the fact that they love themselves in the now, having fun. And sometimes, you know, individuals will say, well, I have this wrong with me, or I have, you know, this situation, or my heart, or my diabetes. And, you know, that's all for doctors to take care of. But what I like to talk about is the mental side of it, because it's a huge mental side. So it just brings so much glory to me and so much passion, and I can't wait to even grow all over the United States and even internationally. I also speak fluent Spanish, so I'll be able to tap on that market as well. And I just feel so blessed.
Excellent. So let's remind people about your website and how they can connect with you and what you would like to offer them.
Sure. So the website is www.healthycurvescount. That's healthycurvescount.com. And if you go ahead and put your first and last name and your email address, I will send you something special. My business partners and I, we're trying to figure out what we can send for all the radio listeners. And I think I may have come up with it. So please do that. And if you have a special message at the bottom, please do that as well. I would love to contact you. The last radio show we did, you know, I had about 600 individuals wanting to contact me. And so just know that my business partner and I, as right now, we answer every single email. And everybody's important to us. Everybody's important to me. And I would just like to end on, please, as you're starting your journey, know that you own it. And do not let society dictate your weight or your image. This is who you are. And yes, you want to become healthier. But we will never let society dictate our beauty or our image again. It needs to stop. And the yo-yo dieting needs to stop.
Excellent.
Catherine, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome.
This has been fabulous.
It's been good talking to you. And so I wish you well on this journey. I'm sure you're going to be helping a lot of people. So take good care and bye for now. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. On today's program, we opened with Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark and a brief interlude by Chucho Valdez, My Funny Valentine, an instrumental Latin piece. And coming up at the end is Amy Winehouse, Moody's Mood for Love. I'm Catherine, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, so we encourage you to stay tuned for more great programming. For those of you who would like to make contact with me, you can do that through email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and my phone line for phone messages is 347-480-1694. I don't take texts on that number. But you can visit me at the website Katharyn.one, Katharyn.one, QigongOnline.net, QigongOnline.net, HeartOfMindRadio.com, and you can go to our archive page and get the links. Go to prn.fm and check out the Heart of Mind Radio archive page. To make a connection to today's guest, Rebecca Wilhelmina, and her book is called Healthy Curves Count: How I Changed My Mindset, Lost 400 Pounds, and Found a Way Out. And you can find out more about how she realized how to learn to love herself so that you can begin to love yourself as well. Visit her at the website healthycurvescount.com. Stay tuned and return again on Saturday at 6 p.m. for Heart of Mind Radio. Take good care. And have a beautiful week.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul. Snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me the smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come to me, any little thing you want to, anything baby, just let me get next to you. So am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies, how about you? Just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there a wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why I stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go talking out of my head again, baby. Won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Now if there's a cloud up above us, come on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Ooh, my baby, won't you let me love you and give relief from this awful misery?
Why is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? With some, my soul's on fire. Come on and take me. I'll be watching. Make me my darling, my sweet. Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let me visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a good place to use a loving state of mind. So tired of being without and never know what love's about. Miss Harry, you can come on in, and you can blow now if you want to. I'm through.